This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right, let's call House Commerce and Energy to order this morning. I'd like to greet all of our internet listeners as well as those in the room. Thank you for being here and engaging in your government. I'd like to remind you all to silence your cell phones, if you would. And if you are going to testify, sign in at the podium. If you have handouts, you will pass them out through the page. With that, Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Anderson.
Here.
Bartles is excused. Bordeaux excused. Ladner.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Reed.
Here.
Schneider.
Here.
Vasgard.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Weisgram.
Here.
Willitson excused. Beal.
Here.
Milstead.
Here.
Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And with that, I will also entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Representative Perry moves to approve the minutes with a second by Representative Beal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. With that, we would like to have our pages step up and introduce themselves. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and where your favorite place to visit in South Dakota is.
Hi, my name is Alex Otten. I am from Stevens High School in Rapid City, and my favorite place to visit in South Dakota is probably Sioux Falls.
It's a bit of a drive.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Claire Kennecke. I'm a senior at TF Riggs here in Pierre, and my favorite place to visit is Custer State Park.
Aren't you a page? You're still a page. Well, we appreciate all that you're doing to help us out this couple of weeks. How about our interns? Same thing.
My name is Griffin Westra. I'm from Sioux Falls, and I'm currently a junior at the University of South Dakota, and my favorite place to visit would probably be Rapid.
Hi, I'm Shelby Guthrie. I just graduated from School of Mines. I'm from Pierre, and I think my favorite place to visit would either be my land south of Murdo or Bear Country.
We do have a wonderful state to travel in, don't we? Representative Perry.
Personal privilege.
Go ahead.
Once a year, if I'm very fortunate, I have my spouse come to the meetings, and she only attends one or two committee meetings, and she has selected this committee meeting to attend, so everyone should do a really good job. Cheryl Perry.
You're a lucky man, Representative.
I agree.
Other personal privileges.
Madam Chair, thank you. I also have some guests today. I have my two youngest granddaughters, Finley and Quinn, and their mother, Jessica, and my wife, Karen, and my son must be out walking around someplace. So.
Glad to have them all, and I love those names, very Irish. With that, we're going to move into Senate Bill 157, exempt the sale of certain goods related to information technology from a gross receipts tax. Proponent testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members. Tim Reed, District 7. Senate Bill 157 comes to you under the idea that we have an opportunity in South Dakota for data centers. These data centers, and from my experience as a economic development professional in Brookings, we've had opportunities of these data centers coming. They're not high in jobs, but or you know a large number of jobs, but there's a lot of asset value, you know, property tax value, and then also the amount of power that's consumed, and of course, and that's taxed at the local and at the state level, and so there's tax revenue that's generated from these companies. So this was a bill that. That would have helped bring these companies in and help get them started, and it had to do with basically rebating the sales tax for the equipment that they need. And so what's going to happen here, we've got, I think we have an alternate way of doing this, and so the a representative of the energy companies is going to speak to it, and then a representative of the Governor's Office of Economic Development is going to speak to it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the House Commerce and Energy Committee. My name is Kevin Koba. I'm a registered lobbyist for Otter Tail Power Company. We are an investor-owned electric company that serves about 130,000 electric customers in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. I come here on behalf of Otter Tail as an economic development person and a representative of the investor-owned utility companies. As you know, Senate Bill 157 is intended to provide a sales tax incentive for data centers in attracting them to South Dakota. We brought this bill because we felt the need that we needed to do something to help South Dakota stay competitive in this arena, and 30-some states across the country have similar tax incentives for data center development, and all of the states around us have a law that allows them to get a sales tax exemption. So we just wanted to try to fill in that donut hole. Data is an exciting, exploding industry, as you probably all know. In my capacity as an economic developer at Otter Tail Power, I can assure you that for the past 6 months, there hasn't been a day that hasn't gone by where I have not been talking to somebody about data and data development, whether it's an internal a member of the team that we work with in pursuing these loads, or an external customer that is looking to come to South Dakota. We talk about data development, and in particular, we talk about data mining. And there's a difference between a data center and a data mining center. They're both very energy intensive. Some have different requirements than others, but they are both extremely interested in South Dakota, and I'll give you a couple of reasons. We're being contacted by these companies because they're looking for competitive energy costs, and we are able to do that in South Dakota. They're looking for available energy capacity. We have that, and all utilities have that somewhere in their system, whether it's for a small load or for a very large load. And they're also in pursuit of our favorable climate. Not only the weather, they love it here because it's cold and they can cut their consumption costs down, but it's also the tax climate they're also very attracted to also. We're very active at Otter Tail in pursuing these loads. Sites that can accommodate a data center with the least amount of added infrastructure. It keeps them competitive, and we have those facilities out there. Almost everyone has an Elko store, and I use that example, that's sitting open, and we can site a facility like this and that without any further investment. They're essentially stranded assets that are waiting to be used. In an effort to keep the bill alive and the conversation going, we proposed an amendment that we shared with the Department of Revenue and DOED. I recently met, as of this week, met with Commissioner Westra of GOED, and he assured me that the programs that they have would address our concerns presently that they have within GOED, namely the Reinvestment Payment Program and the South Dakota Jobs Program. Although these programs are discretionary, Commissioner Wester assured me that the data centers, both large and small, are eligible under the existing incentive programs, and upon filing the application, GOED would hastily process those applications. The data industry is extremely nimble, and very large projects can and do go from start to finish in just a matter of months. So we need to provide as much certainty for them as possible within the process. We're very excited about the industry. We know it's on its way. We know it's coming. We want to do whatever we can to welcome it to the state of South Dakota, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. We have another proponent testifier. Okay. Any other proponent testimony in the room? Seeing none, we will move to opponent testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Chris Shilkin, Deputy Commissioner and Business Development Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. We're in opposition of this bill, but we're not in opposition of helping provide data centers locate in South Dakota. We're excited to work with our partners in the utility sector and any business that wants to set up shop in South Dakota. We do have this program under the Reinvestment Payment Program, which can provide up to 100% of equipment through the sales tax rebate. So although we oppose this bill specifically, we are willing and ready to work with utility partners and their companies that they want to bring here to the great state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Any other opponent testimony? Rebuttal, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. I respectfully ask that you table Senate Bill 157.
Go ahead. I move to table Senate Bill 157.
Second.
Representative Anderson moves to table Senate Bill 157 with a second by Representative Weisgram. Any comments on your motion? Excuse me, yes, it's a non-debatable motion. All right, all in favor will say aye, opposed say nay. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Representatives Anderson?
Aye.
Bartles excused. Bordeaux excused. Ladner?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Schneider?
Aye.
Vasgard?
Aye.
Weiss?
Aye.
Weisgram?
Aye.
Willitson excused. Beal?
Aye.
Milstead?
Aye.
13 yay. Excuse me, 10 yay, 3 excused.
So Senate Bill 157 is tabled. We are going to move on to Senate Bill 188, but I believe we have to send a page over. Could I grab one of you to... ask me for to send for him, or is that okay? Senator Seinsauer asked me to send for him. Are you good with that? Okay. All right. Then we will move on to Senate Bill 188, allow for unlicensed businesses to store alcoholic beverages.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Chris Johnson from District 32 in Rapid City. I'm very honored and actually delighted to be bringing you Senate Bill 188 today. It's been an interesting journey this little tiny bill has been on. It's only 36 words, but it's wonderful to come from a very business-friendly state. And being an entrepreneur myself, it's really neat to see people come up with entrepreneurial ideas, find out that there's a problem in the code, and actually come up with a 36-word fix, even after advice from our Department of Revenue weighing in and helping out with this. So Senate Bill 188 actually emerged from a conversation a couple had, and they approached their senator, Senator Steinhauer, and asked him if he could possibly bring this and pitch it as a bill. And what it came down to was they put together a business model that addressed what they saw as an opportunity for answering a demand that was out there. People who are perhaps downsizing from their homes, maybe they had a really big home with a beautiful wine cellar, and they were downsizing and they didn't have any place to put their wine. And that's what it started out was, is just for wine. But then the Department of Revenue recommended that they include the word alcoholic beverages in there as well. So that's where that came from. But the law did not permit it because it required licensed and bonded facilities to store alcohol. What this bill does is it just says that any unlicensed person or a person who is not licensed under Section 35 of the law can store sealed alcoholic beverages for someone else who is also not licensed under the law. And if you think about it, maybe you have a lot of bottles of wine, and it's recommended that you store wine at a 45-degree angle to keep the cork moist and humidified. A lot of people have a lot of wine or alcoholic collections, and they don't have a decent place to store it. And so this just opens it up for an entrepreneurial idea to come to fruition. And it passed through the Senate clearly. That's not always a good sign when you're in the House, but hopefully it is today. And I'm open for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Other proponent testimony?
Good
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senator Wayne Steinhauer, District 9, that's one you know well, Hartford, Humboldt, Crooks, in the northwest part of Sioux Falls. Thanks for allowing me to be here, and I'm sure Representative Johnson did a great job on the one-sentence bill that's in front of you. I'd just add that there's, you know, some guys that like cheap scotch, and they might want to buy a case of it and store it in the same building as I store my boat, and I have to pay to store my boat. Therefore, this would also cover me. I don't think they're ever going to come after me, but all of the alcohol that would be stored will have gone completely through distribution, and it won't be somebody opening up a warehouse that would compete with a bonded warehouse and resell the alcohol to a business. So I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a proponent testifier online. Melissa Beck, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Madam Chair, House Committee. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak on this. Sorry, I wish I could be there in person, but my work schedule just did not allow it today.
So would you just state your name and who you're representing, please?
Absolutely. So Melissa Beck, and I am here proponent for Bill SB 188. So if I could just have a couple minutes for comment, I would appreciate it.
Go ahead.
So in August of 2019, I had an idea for a business. The business model was the storage of alcohol beverages, more specifically wine, for private individuals for a fee. One factor that is important to recognize in the model is that when the client requests their bottle to be stored, the alcohol, here a bottle of wine, has already passed through all the various license holders. It was imported, transported, stored, sold by the wholesaler, sold by the retailer, and now belongs to the individual consumer. The storage facility is simply a place where the consumer can bring their wine and for a fee have the wine stored in a properly controlled environment until the day comes when they retrieve it. It was perfect in theory, but as you know, alcohol is highly regulated in the state of South Dakota. The hurdle I hit was as it relates to alcohol. You can do it unless this, you can't do it unless the law says that you can do it. And since the word store was found in SDLC 35-1-4, the practice is prohibited. The governing statute, SDLC 35-1-4, traffic in alcoholic beverages prohibited except by authorized by title, provides that no person may produce, transport, store, or sell any alcoholic beverage except as authorized under the provisions of this title. Because the statute explicitly governs the storage of alcohol, the business cannot get off the ground. Hence, we need a fix. With the help of Senator Steinhauer, Senator Colbeck, and the LRC, Senate Bill 188 was introduced in the Senate Commerce and Energy on February 1st. There was an amended bill, SB 188A, which is what we are discussing today, that had specific input from the DOR, Department of Revenue. SB 188A is a needed solution to my situation, and I ask that you pass the same. So I appreciate your time, and I am open for any questions anybody in the committee might have.
Thank you, Melissa. Any other proponent testimony? Seeing none, any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we will open it up to committee questions.
Madam.
Representative Perry.
This will be for the sponsor of the bill, either one of you. A lot of times we look at different bills and we see a lot of interesting things, and this is one where this was omitted from what we do now. Can you speak as to why we made that omission? Is this something that we should have caught a long time ago?
Thank you for the question, Madam Chair. The representative, the laws that we have date back to post-prohibition, creating a three-tier system, and the bonded warehouse and the distribution largely was set up to ensure that items were properly taxed. And so the storage in a bonded warehouse ensures that as it, you know, as it goes in and out of a bonded warehouse, it's taxed. All of the alcohol going into this particular business would have already gone through the three levels of manufacturer, bonded warehouse, and retail.
A follow-up question is, and I appreciate that answer, is with revenue, because of the fact that it's already went through the three-tier system, they're on board with this change?
Madam Chair, yes. Thank you for the question, Representative. Yes, in fact, they're the ones that suggested we change it to alcoholic beverages. The intention of this business is only wine, but to be consistent, that was hoghoused and changed. The whole one sentence was hoghoused and changed to satisfy their concerns.
Representative Weisgram.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm sure I know the answer to this one. I'll just want to make sure. Senator, does this business charge sales tax?
I'm sure on their service they will, but they are not selling the alcohol, so there's no tax collected on the wine that is stored there.
But assuming there Madam Chair, assuming there's obviously a fee-based, that sales tax would be applicable on that fee.
Madam Chair, yes, that is correct.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Beal.
Senator, I was wondering if you could tell me if, I know the Department of Revenue probably was contacted, I heard that, why aren't they not here to say anything about it?
Madam Chair and Representative, thanks for the question. They are well aware of the bill and are neutral to comfortable on the bill, I guess. They are not here in opposition, as you can see, so they're fine with it. This is a growing need, if I may, Madam Chair. We have a lot of people moving out of McMansions into lofts in larger communities, and they have a much bigger wine collection. It doesn't last long at my house, and they need a place to store it.
Representative Weiss.
Quick question. I noticed in the first testimony we heard, it said that no unopened, it would be all sealed alcohol, and I read in the first draft that it actually stated that. I noticed in this draft it doesn't state that. Do you think that's going to be a problem, something needs addressed? Just your comments on that.
Madam Chair, thank you for the question. No, I don't think it needs to be addressed. Again, this was reworded at the Department of Revenue's suggestion, and if you want to pose that same question to potential operator of the business, Melissa Beck's online. She might be able to help answer that question.
Okay. I have a question for Melissa.
Madam Chair.
For the record, Melissa, could you give us an example very specifically of who a customer might be?
Absolutely. So I've actually received a couple correspondence. There is a couple doctors in the Sioux Falls area that have a very private and nice wine collection. Either they've ran out of space in their home or, as Senator Steinhauer has said, they are looking to downsize, and they want to make sure that this collection or this wine that they have is being stored properly. Correct humidity, correct temperature, security, those type of things. That is just one example. The wine connoisseurs is growing quite a bit in various communities.
Thank you for that. Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, we will move on to committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Reed.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 188.
Second.
Representative Reed moves due pass on Senate Bill 188 with a second by Representative Anderson. Comments on your motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Obviously, this is a good business for someone to be able to operate. Makes sense that you are seeing downsizing, in homes. And some people have very large collections of wine, and to have a safe and secure place for them is probably pretty important for them. And it's just probably something we didn't think about in code over the past year. So I think it's a very good bill and urge your support.
Other comments? Seeing none, Secretary, would you call the vote?
Representatives Anderson?
Aye.
Bartles excused. Bordeaux excused. Ladner?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Schneider?
Aye.
Vasgard?
Aye.
Weiss?
Aye.
Weisgram?
Aye.
Willitson excused. Beal?
No.
Milstead?
Aye.
We have 9 yay, 1 nay, 3 excused.
All right, Senate Bill 188 will move to the floor. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you, Melissa. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Representative Perry moves to adjourn, second by Representative Weiss. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Thank you.